What's cool about the Kotel is that you'll see people from all different nations, you know, from all different religious backgrounds coming to pray and putting on a kippah, and the women wearing something on their hair and respecting the religion, which is the Jewish nation. The great majority of the country, even those who are completely not religious, want to have a traditional, meaning Orthodox, Kotel. When their kid gets a bar mitzvah, he goes to an Orthodox shul and their mother is behind the mechitza. And that's how it works. You know, even Ben-Gurion said, the synagogue that I don't go to is Orthodox. As somebody who's coming in from the outside, by offending people, you are contaminating the spirituality of the place. Obviously, we don't want people throwing rocks at them, but the minority has to respect the site rules. If you're fighting for women to be given appropriate rights after birth, for them to be able to nurse their children, for them to be able to get childcare so they could work, to make sure they're being paid equally to men and giving the opportunities of getting ahead career-wise, even if they choose to have children, I'm all for that. That's great. That's progression. I'm good with that. But as soon as you start telling me, but we have to be like men and we have to do the same things as them, I feel like that's really counterproductive. Because what you're doing is saying that you're not secure in your own skin and that you're not comfortable with the differences that you were born with. Women are not supposed to be like men. We do not have the men's hormones, DNA, bodies, minds, or anything else. And I think that aiming towards something like that is anti-feminism. If someone is sincere and wants to pray, wonderful. Robinson's Arch is an equally religious place that will not offend anybody. But if your purpose is to offend or to have a political statement, and if you really want to be arrested and you want to have media coverage and you want attention, then you have to stay at the Kotel and protest and get arrested and make a big deal about it.